It is Morning Edition from NHPR. I'm Rick Hamley. With just days remaining before voters do head to the polls, both presidential campaigns are sprinting to the finish line in New Hampshire. And as NHPR's Jason Moon reports, each camp feels it has the winning strategy to get out the vote.
Am I sticking with Caroline?
On a recent weekday evening inside the New Hampshire Democratic Party's campaign office in Manchester, about 30 volunteers sit at fold-out card tables and make phone call after phone call. Anthony Hemphill is one of them.
Will he be supporting Secretary Clinton for president? Awesome. That's what we want to hear. How about Maggie Hassan for senator?
Tonight, the volunteers are calling people the campaign has already identified as likely supporters. So these calls aren't so much about convincing people of why they should vote for Democrats, but making sure they actually do on Election Day.
And he has a plan for how he's going to get to the polls on November 8th? Very good. Okay. And we just suggest you get there as early as possible.
For every volunteer on the phone, there's another with a Hillary-stickered MacBook, meticulously logging data from the conversations. Each time a voter gives an answer, a little box on a form gets checked. Phone banking and data collecting sessions like this are at the heart of both the Trump and Clinton campaigns in New Hampshire at this stage in the race. On a recent afternoon in Derry, Republican canvassers like Lily Grady were making use of a smartphone app that gave their old-fashioned door-to-door operation a high-tech edge.
So it'll tell us the people that live there, and, you know, for each one when you click on it, if there is an answer, we can take a survey. You can say no answer, answer to refuse, or in the survey, we'll ask them about, you know, if they've made a decision on a candidate, if they'll be there on Election Day.
When it comes to these bread-and-butter campaigning techniques, New Hampshire Democrats have a leg up this year, at least when it comes to things easily measured, like the number of campaign offices and paid staff. But each campaign also has other strengths this year which don't fit easily onto a spreadsheet.
This is for you. Are you ready? Trick or treat. Boom. That's for you. What about you? You're welcome.
On the Clinton side, one of those strengths is an armada of celebrity surrogate campaigners. At Concord's annual Halloween Howl event, actor Sean Astin of Goonies and Lord of the Rings fame took selfies with trick-or-treaters and gave interviews to local radio.
It's absolutely critical that the United States of America hires a qualified person to do the most important job in the country.
Big-name political celebrities have joined in to pitch for Clinton in New Hampshire, too. Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Al Franken, Michelle Obama, and President Obama have all been tapped to campaign for Clinton in the state in recent weeks. If Clinton's New Hampshire campaign has been something of an ensemble performance, then the Trump campaign has been closer to a one-man band. But it's a one-man band that has given New Hampshire a lot of attention. Between his victory in the primary and next Tuesday, Donald Trump will have campaigned in New Hampshire almost a dozen times. That's far more than any recent Republican presidential candidate. And the state Republican Party has been working to make the most of those visits, which often draw overflow crowds. At a recent Trump rally in Manchester, a handful of clipboard-wielding volunteers like Melissa Crutchfield worked the crowd as they waited for the event to begin.
Well, we're asking a lot of them to make phone calls, and they can do that from home, or go door-to-door. They live locally. So I probably signed up maybe 15.
Steve Stepanak is co-chair of the New Hampshire Trump campaign. He says their real advantage is that many of the people who come out to see Donald Trump are folks who haven't participated in politics in years or sometimes not at all.
People don't know about him, and we know about them, and those are the people that we're reaching out to. In fact, a lot of those people are volunteering.
For now, each campaign is laser-focused on what they believe is a winning strategy. We'll know soon enough which one of them is wrong. For NHPR News, I'm Jason Moon.